This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Order! Order!
House Speaker John Bercow as he prepared the Assembly for the dramatic moment today after British Parliament finished voting a second time on a plan put forth by British Prime Minister Theresa May. The results were finally tabulated.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left, 391.
And that's how it went. Once again, the British Parliament voting down a plan for the UK to leave the EU, with time now preciously ticking away before a March 29th deadline. The leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn.
The government has been defeated again by an enormous majority, and they must now accept their deal, their proposal. The one the Prime Minister has put is clearly dead and does not have the support of this House. Yeah. And quite clearly, no deal must be taken off the table. We've said that before, and we'll say that again.
Mr. Corbyn said his party would put forward proposals which are about a negotiated customs union, access to the market, and protection of rights. He also said it was about time for a new election. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is resisting growing domestic and international calls for it to ground a new American-made jetliner, which has crashed twice in 6 months, killing nearly 350 people. The president is engaged in discussions about the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, according to White House officials who did not specify with whom Mr. Trump was speaking. Now, the president earlier on Tuesday was reassured by the chief executive officer of the maker of the 737 MAX 8 that it was safe, according to Boeing officials. White House officials confirmed the call occurred but are declining to discuss details of the president's conversation with Boeing's Dennis Muilenburg, which occurred after President Trump complained on Twitter that planes are becoming far too complex to fly. This is VOA News. Famous Hollywood parents, college coaches, test proctors, and a college administrator are among 50 people indicted in what prosecutors are calling the largest college admissions scam ever prosecuted by U.S. Department of Justice. Students were admitted into highly competitive elite schools after their parents allegedly paid William Rick Singer to arrange fake tests, fake credentials, and fake athletic accomplishments. The indicted, including actors Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, Loughlin best known for her starring role in the 1996 sitcom Full House.
Well, thank you for asking, but actually I'm just changing planes in Denver because I'm going home to Nebraska for Christmas.
Yeah, I've always wanted to ski Nebraska.
You are so cute.
Both Huffman and Loughlin are charged with allegedly paying counselors and others hundreds of thousands of dollars to ensure their children were admitted to prestigious U.S. colleges without having the credentials. President Trump's administration will announce very significant sanctions on Venezuela this week. He gave no details Tuesday, but said they would include penalties against financial institutions and visa revocations. The U.S. has already imposed sanctions on a number of security officials, Venezuela's state-run oil company, and a jointly owned Venezuelan-Russian bank. Abrams spoke after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is closing down its embassy in Caracas and bringing all remaining diplomatic personnel home. The United States and the Taliban agreed in draft Tuesday on the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan in return for preventing Afghan soil from being used as a hub for terrorism. The chief U.S. negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, made the announcement in a series of tweets at the end of his team's marathon 16 days of talks with Taliban representatives in Qatar. Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation, said despite ups and downs, things kept on track and real strides were made. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has yet to announce if he will make a bid for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, but when he addressed a meeting of firefighters today, he definitely sounded the part. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
It sure sounded like a campaign rally.
Be careful what you wish for.
Joe Biden isn't officially in the race for the 2020 presidential nomination, but he was talking about the issues.
Trading Medicare and Medicaid for tax breaks? How that's going to help anybody in this room?
Former Vice President Biden jokingly told a gathering of the International Association of Firefighters in Washington he knows there are some jobs he's not qualified for.
My neighbor, you grew up either to be firefighter, a cop, a tradesman, or a priest, and I wouldn't qualify for any of them.
I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.